Yeah, Coach, the game like that, you make about 60 or 70 decisions. You talk about two you made, one going for it on 4th and a half yard, and then the timeout on the field goal at the end of the game.
Well, the fourth down, Mike, you know, we're playing good defense in the second half. You know, obviously we played good in the second half defensively. And we got a lot of momentum right there, so if we don't make it, we still got them pinned, you know. So that's, you know, my belief right there. Let's go ahead and go. And plus we ran the ball well tonight, and we did a pretty good job at the line of scrimmage. So just battled through that situation right there. As far as the end, you know, our timeouts weren't doing us any good, Mike. So, you know, use one on them and get very fortunate.
How did you feel about Trevor out there today?
You know, I think Trevor played well. Obviously, he's got two balls he'd love to have back. He's going to make mistakes. He's a young kid. But, man, he played with a lot of poise. I mean, he's down 10 to a championship football team. He just plays with poise. He moves. He makes plays with his feet. He's going to watch film. He's going to get so much better. But, you know, we made so many mistakes as a team. But I thought Trevor handled his end of the bargain well. And, obviously, we got to protect the ball better.
Coach, obviously, Cam Newton is a supreme athlete. The way you guys hit him and kept after him, how much does that say about him, and how much does it say about your quarterback that he went up against an NFL MVP?
Yeah, I mean, the first half was an offensive half of football. I mean, we had a hard time stopping them. We couldn't get off the field on third downs. You know, we had the ball three times other than the last three and out, and went right down the field three times but only had 7 points to show for it. So, you know, it was an offensive game the first half. Second half, our defense played a lot better. But, you know, Cam's obviously a tremendous player. He got his team in position to win at the end. You know, he's very difficult to deal with.
Gary, why was your pass rush so good in the fourth quarter?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, they were chipping us. They did some things that they didn't do in the Super Bowl, you know, to try to slow down Vaughn and DeMarcus. Obviously, they did that. I don't know. We picked it up in the second half, played a lot better, got off the field on third downs. You know, I need to go look at it, but it was obviously our, you know, I don't want to go effort-wise. I think we're always playing hard, but we just definitely played much better in the second half.
At the end of the half, you end up running ball twice and lost about almost a minute there going into that. Yeah. Would you go back and rethink that?
Let me explain to you why you do that. First off, our defense was just on the field for a nine-minute drive. We had them backed up at, I think, the 8 or 9 with 12 minutes left in the second quarter. We're moving the heck out of the ball offensively, and I think they went on a nine-minute drive, made 4th, 3rd, and longs. And so our defense had been on the field a long time. If we go out there and go, you know, 3 and out with 3 passes, we were hoping, obviously, we felt good about what we did. We didn't run the ball, but we should have made the 3rd down. And at least we're in position to be the last team on the field in the first half because they're coming right back in the second half. So it's me thinking of our defense, how long they've been on the field, trying to manage the game the right way. So right or wrong, that was my mindset.
Gary, before the game, you said the Panthers front seven might have been the best front seven you've ever prepared for with essentially a brand new offensive line. Could you have honestly imagined them playing that well and moving that front seven as well as they did?
Well, I thought we did a good job of mixing things up. I thought Rick did a great job. You know, we were, you know, pretty 50-50 run and throw with what we were doing, staying aggressive. I thought CJ ran the ball well. We had to get into a lot of different things. I don't know if y'all realize we lost like 2 receivers in the first 6 plays of the game, so we were struggling. DT was out. 11 went in for observation, and we had things going on. So we're just trying to battle through it. But the fact that we're able to run the ball, I'm looking here for 150 yards when it's all said and done, kept us in the ball game.
Gary, you came out throwing. I think it might have been the first 6 passes. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, I trust the kid, Les, and I'm trying to get him in a rhythm, get some touches for DT, Emmanuel, let the kid know I got confidence in him. You know, I think if he'd have picked up the game plan in the first 15 and saw 6 runs to start the game, I don't know what message I'm sending him. So I want him to know I believe in him. And the only way, you know, you get better as a player is for your coach to trust you and put you in those situations. I thought he handled them well.
Coach, you've preached about how this is a new season, but you have to be pleased with the carryover of a team that continues to fight until the very last second.
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what I told the guys. I'm proud of them. It was a close football game, a great game. We won because we continued to battle and believe, but at the same time, we have so many mistakes, and I will not let up on them. We made too many mistakes playing and coaching. We survived tonight, and we got a lot of things to go correct.
Gary, on the screen pass to CJ, Why call that play there? And what about Trevor's execution with the rush in his face?
Yeah, it's a great job. It's a quarter change. Am I right, Sal? I think we had a quarter change, and you know, we got a couple things going on there. I think Davis mugged up in the B gap. CJ did a great job of bluffing him, but Trevor really did an amazing job of pulling the rush and getting the ball off. So just a really good job by the kid of handling the situation, what we're trying to get done.
Gary, did you ever get a sense down 10 after his second interception? He was ever flustered, Trevor, I mean?
No, he really wasn't. And actually, the second interception, and, you know, it's hard. It really wasn't his fault. Now, he's got to throw the ball away. We had a safety come hug up on a blitz that we had coached up at halftime over and over and over again, and we still didn't go pick it up. So, in fairness to the kid, we should have picked it up. He should have been able to step and throw. So, we didn't get that done. So, like I said, it's a team game, you know. Obviously, you've got to protect the ball down there, but we sure as hell could have helped him.
Gary, how important was this win and this win against this team as a tone setter for the season?
Well, I mean, Les, you know, you get 16 tries, and we knew this was going to be a battle. And we're coming off of training camp, and we tried to get some guys to open the day. DeMarcus, Akib, had some things going on with our offensive line, and to come in here tonight and make some the mistakes that we made and survive, it's a really good feeling. But we got a lot of work to do if we're going to be a consistent football team, and I know we can be, but we're going to go fix those mistakes.
Yeah, Gary, as a sidebar to the game, Brandon Marshall took a knee. I don't know if you knew that.
You know, I didn't. I was told at some point, I don't even know when, Mike. You know, I'll just say this. Brandon is a great kid. He is a leader of this team. I believe in my players. You know, you guys can talk to me about that, but I believe in our guys, and I believe in them wholeheartedly. And so, you know, we move forward, okay? I'm proud of them all. They work hard.
With DeMarcus on limited snap counts, was that about as ideal, 1.5 sacks on what he was able to do?
You know, ideal, I don't know. I don't know how many plays he played. I know Pug said something to me at halftime. I think he had played 18. We were hoping to get out with like 25, but DeMarcus is an amazing condition guy, you know, so that's the only reason he was able to get to this day, and he can probably sure use this weekend as we move into week two. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Sorry. Coach, you mentioned how Trevor's got an even-keel attitude. Did anything surprise you about his demeanor through this first game?
No, because that's the way he's been. You know, he really has. You know, I've sat down with a lot of quarterbacks the night before games and went through game plans and, you know, make calls and have them spit football back at you. And this kid's really, he's exceptional. And I had a lot of confidence when I left a meeting last night with him. I told the team that. And like I said, I think he did a really good job. We can play better around him, and he's going to go correct his mistakes on a daily basis. So good start for him.